Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now is former gubernatorial candidate Bob Stefanowski. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Todd. It's been a little bit comical watching everybody point the finger at each other for this energy debacle we've had over the last week. It seems like it's in vogue to blame Eversource. You had Blumenthal come out, Murphy come out, Governor Lamont come out. And certainly Eversource has the majority of the blame. But what I wanted to talk about quickly today is there's a regulator called the Public Utilities Regulatory Authority that's supposed to be protecting consumers. And no one seems to be calling them out for being asleep at the switch for the last couple of weeks.
Well, they make the rules by which the utilities live. Isn't that the idea? Because utilities are so important, they can't be left to their own devices. We need the beautiful, caring, loving protection of the government. So we should be turning to the government and say, hey, this doesn't feel like love.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, Eversource is a publicly held company. It's on the New York Stock Exchange. And arguably, if they want to pay their executives $40 million, which is what the top five Eversource executives were paid last year, arguably they can do it if their shareholders are okay with it. And you see a lot of executive compensation at that level. The difference with Eversource is they're a monopoly. So in certain parts of this state, if you want energy, if you want heat and air conditioning, all the other good things, Eversource is the only place that you can go to. So what the regulator is supposed to do, what PURA is supposed to do, they're supposed to step in and watch over the residents to make sure that the residents get the right quality of service, to make sure that the residents' rates don't go up by $100 a month, to make sure that Eversource is not making an irrational level of profit for a lousy quality of service. And if you look at the last 2 weeks, once again, the system is absolutely out of whack because you got the people at Eversource making $40 million, crying the blues about all the money they've had to spend to buy renewable energy, and at the same time, consumers are out of power for 2 weeks. The top five people at Eversource are taking home $40 million. So where has the regulator been over the last 3 years? Why aren't they looking at the preparedness of Eversource? And you know what Governor Lamont's response is to have PURA do an investigation of themselves. So who's regulating the regulator in our state? There's nobody watching over the person that was supposed to protect all of us. And there's no investigation of that regulator whatsoever.
Right, because they're the investigator. They're the ones we're supposed to trust. It reminds me of when somebody steps on the wrong pedal in their car and they drive through the front of the pizza place and they say, oh, there's something wrong with the pedals. And that's what the government always does. Like, they're always behind the wheel and they're crashing the car through the plate glass window and they say, there's something wrong with this car. You fire the CEO.
That's right. And if you look at the board members of Eversource right now, of PURA right now, there are three of them. They make somewhere between $150,000 and $175,000 per year. Does anyone want to guess who appoints the members of the Public Utility Regulatory Authority to one of those cushy jobs with $150,000 and full state employee benefits? Is it an elected position? Do the people select who represents them? Absolutely not. It's Governor Lamont. They're political appointees. So what does he do? He puts his friends, he puts his, you know, neighbors on the board. They've got a nice cushy job. And when they're asleep at the switch, and I'm not feeling sorry for Eversource at all here, but poor old Eversource, takes 100% of the hit when the watchdog was nowhere to be found.
Where are these Peoria people? Why isn't the governor at his press conference having his neighbors and the ones he's appointed to Peoria? Why aren't they there? And why aren't we all having a big powwow with them about how they made these decisions about how to respond to the storm?
Well, because once again, this governor is one of the best people at deflecting, being wrong that I've ever seen. He's actually amazing when you think about it, Todd, because nothing sticks.
He is, yeah.
Every time there's a problem, it's blamed on somebody else. Now, if you think about it, he's the one who appointed the three people to the Peoria Board. And by the way, In March, he passed a bill to add two more members to Peoria. Not only is three not getting the job done, his answer is let's hire two more. Let's charge taxpayers another $300,000. And now he's got five friends and family that he can apport to cushy jobs. And still, the people that take it at the end of the day are the residents of Connecticut who have no ability to elect these people. And they're the ones out in the dark for almost a week now.
Well, what would be the reason? Why do you take a board with three people on it and add two people? How does that help the governor?
I don't know, Todd, but you have to believe that he's got a couple people that maybe had done some favors for him in the past that he's trying to take care of. So he goes out there, he creates two more cushy jobs, and he can deliver on another favor that he owes. And other than that, there's really no reason to explain it, Todd, and it's certainly not helping the public by having two more inefficient bureaucrats on this Peoria board that obviously is looking the other way.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, just simple doing a favor, but that's what most government jobs are for. I was thinking it was maybe because the phone companies offer, if you buy four lines at once, you get a special price. So I was thinking he was trying to get more people there. All right, so Bob Stefanowski, you are a businessman who's operated high levels of big, really respected companies. When you look at Eversource itself, let's not let them off the hook altogether. Do you see any signs of bad decision making or slippery stuff going on?
Well, I think there's a lack of accountability. If you look after Superstorm Sandy hit, Eversource asked for and received hundreds of millions of dollars. They increased their rates by hundreds of millions of dollars. And the reason they were allowed to do that was to prepare better for the next storm, to put lines underground, to improve the response time when the next storm hits. So once again, you've got people across the state paying the equivalent of $300-400 million over a number of years. And I would argue the response time to the storm last week was worse than the last time around. So I think if you're on the board of Eversource, the first thing you need to look to is accountability. How was it ever possible that you took another $300-400 million for your customers and your quality of service got worse? Now, that's the definition of a monopoly, Todd, where the price goes up and the service level goes down. So if you're sitting on the board of Peoria right now or of Eversource right now, you're looking hard at that executive compensation and saying, why in the world were you entitled to 30-40% increase, tens of millions of dollars at the executive level when you took $300 million of your customers' money and you filtered it out the window? So the first thing you look at is accountability, holding people accountable for what they said they were going to do, which they obviously didn't.
What makes alarms go off in my head is the reactive shock that politicians like Ned always express. So he's been in office a year and a half. How many visits has he made down to Eversource or wherever, Peoria? How many meetings has he sat in on? What kind of briefings has he wanted in terms of how storm response is going to work? Because you need to see these people and know what their mechanisms of response are before there's a problem. What can you do after, when the rain's coming down? There's not really much you can do if you don't know who the people are and what numbers to dial and stuff.
Well, it's exactly right, Todd. I mean, if you remember, after the rate increase came out a week and a half ago, Governor Lamont went up on Twitter with a video that basically defended Eversource. He said Eversource isn't
right.
The problem. They were only 4% of your rate increase. What you really need to do is turn down your air conditioner and re-insulate your homes. And that lasted about 2 weeks until he realized he couldn't get away with it. So now he's jumped on the bandwagon with everybody else criticizing Eversource. But to your point, it's too late now. And the problem is between these storms, there's a long time period, so people have short memories. No penalties get assessed. Nothing gets changed. And the next superstorm comes next summer, and it's the same thing all over again. There's absolutely no accountability whatsoever. And to be having the regulator do an investigation on itself shows you why nothing changes, because there's zero yes. accountability.
So, in other words, we get played because they know they're waiting for the heat to blow over. We forget about the storm. Life goes on. New people get elected to office. Same thing happens again.
That's right. You know, you see over the weekend Blumenthal and Murphy up in Danbury, and everybody's walking around, and Governor Lamont saying there's going to be hell to pay, and everybody pounding their chest, Todd. So 2-3 weeks ago, the focus goes to something else. Eversource has more lobbyists than any other company in the state of Connecticut. So the lobbyists roll around Hartford. They exchange their political favors. Nothing ever happens. And then a year from now, you have another storm, and the same thing happens all over again. And that's why people in Connecticut can't afford to live here anymore, because this stuff happens time after time after time, and the regulators are fine, the big companies are fine, the politicians are fine, and the person in the dark who just paid $200 extra last month for their privilege is the citizens of Connecticut. And at some point, people got to stand up for the residents of our state, Todd.
Well, and the residents have to stand up and say enough already, because I feel like people are getting to the point where they're not going to keep falling for this, and they're not going to be able to stand it anymore, because it's ridiculous. It's crazy to have things run so poorly and so maliciously. It's so unfair. And the affordability issue you talk about is the crux of the whole thing. Nobody can afford it anymore, these games.
No, if you've got a fixed income or you're working two jobs and you get a $200-$300 increase in your utility bill, that's a big deal. That's money you are saving for school books, or you're hoping to go out to dinner some night, or you're going to tuck it away in your savings, and bam, it's gone. And then it's interesting, a week later, you get a storm that you just paid another couple hundred dollars for, and you're sitting in the dark for a week. So hopefully, to your point, Todd, this stuff is starting to wake people up. And we got to start holding everybody accountable up in Hartford, because right now we're getting the short end of the stick. We really are.
All right. Bob Stefanowski, thank you, sir.
Okay, Todd, you have a good week.
You too. We'll talk to you again next week. Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor and big-time businessman.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.